This is the Live Feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Now, here's Terry Tenson with the Live Feed.
On this episode of The Live Feed, we bring you Over the Back Fence, a community variety show that takes place on the second Friday of every month from February through November in Lanesboro, Minnesota. Prepare to be entertained with music, comedy, poetry, skits, and more. I'm Terry Tenseth, and you're listening to The Live Feed.
The following program is a production of the Lanesboro Radio Company's Over the Back Fence. It was recorded before a live audience on Friday, September 12th at the St. Main Theater in Lanesboro. The theme of the show is Lawrence Welkin Friends and features singer Naomi Karstad. At the end of the show, please enjoy the music of our pre-show entertainment, Accordion Nation.
Hello, my name is Benita Underbakke. Welcome to Over the Back Fence. Our theme tonight is Lawrence Welk and Friends. Our host is Damon Prestemann and Rick Nance, our musical host. And now, here's Damon.
Good evening and welcome to the Lanesboro Arts Center presentation of Over the Back Fence. We're celebrating our 20th year! Tonight our theme is Lawrence Welk and Friends. Tonight's special musical guest is Naomi Karstad. We'll also be hearing from our sponsors, Coffee Street Fitness and Thomas M. Mannion, Attorney at Law. I'm your host, Damon Prestemann, and please welcome tonight's special guest, musical director, and the best-dressed man, Rick Nance!
Well, thank you, yes. I tell you what, if you get to Las Vegas at the right time, they will have yard sales. And even in Liberace's mansion, they have yard sales.
No, it doesn't look like you got that in Vegas. It looks more like you got that in Branson.
For another 20 years are we going to have a
Branson. For those of you at home, Rick is wearing what could be described as the most flamboyant shirt I've ever seen. It's got white ruffles in the front. It's got big sleeves and lots of sparkles and rhinestones. And oh my heavens, Rick, this is the Lawrence Welk show, not the disco show.
Well, you know, Donny Osmond was a guest on this show at one time, and I managed to take part of his wardrobe with him. I could have done Marie, but nah, that just didn't fit.
I'm just going to let that go. It's a family show.
Okay.
We'll just move right along. Well, you know, I should talk a little bit about what I enjoyed as a young man.
Careful. It's a family show.
I understand that. Maybe you know this about me, Rick, but I'm kind of a musical guy myself. I've always been into music. Maybe I play the piano once in a while, not nearly as well as you.
Are you now, did you ever take up percussion?
No, I'm telling a story. You're just supposed to go yes or no along the way.
Okay, yes or no along the way.
Very good. Very good. So when I was a very young lad, I mean very young, I would get plopped down in front of the television at 6 o'clock on Saturday evening, much like my grandmother would, and we would watch the Lawrence Welk show. And let me tell you something, that really didn't do me any good later in life.
Unless you need a plastic smile, you can always carry it with you.
They were very, very talented individuals, though, and that was back in the day where nothing was recorded. All those people were playing all those instruments, and those dancers were dancing to the music being played by musicians, not being played by a guy, you know, spinning a CD or pushing a computer.
Oh. Live performance does have its ups.
It does, and occasionally it has its downs, right now. So I have a special place in my heart for Lawrence Welk. I will not try to do the Lawrence Welk accent, though. However.
That's probably very
I
wise.
I was practicing a little bit before the show, and it sounded too much like Ed Sullivan.
Oh, yeah, well.
And a little bit of Victor Borga mixed in there. I don't understand that. That's an old reference there.
No, yeah, okay.
Victor Borga. There you go. Exactly.
Well, if you caught that one, you just dated yourself like mad.
Yeah, right. Why was I even knowing that, actually? I'm a much younger man than you. But not nearly as well-dressed.
There you go.
You know, I'm thinking that MnDOT might want to consider using this as their uniform for their workers.
Wouldn't that be great? Can you imagine standing out on the highway turning signs wearing this thing? Ooh, baby.
That's kind of frightening, but I kind of like it. Well, one thing, of course, that Lawrence Welk was known for is the fabulous music. Every week, you could rely on the fact that you were going to get some great music. And this is no different. We're going to have great music tonight, too. And a lot of it from the Lawrence Welk Show, including this next song. Please join me in welcoming. I've got to figure out who I'm welcoming here, and then it'll be all right. Folks, for those of you at home listening on the radio, this is a well-oiled machine. And this is Bonnie joining us to talk about our next song. Hi, Bonnie.
Hi. Well, I'm going to tell you a little bit about the Lennon Sisters, and then we're going to sing a Lennon Sisters song. They were known as America's Sweethearts of Song, and they were on the Lawrence Welk Show for 13 years, from 1955 until 1968. And it's kind of interesting how they ever got on the show to begin with. Lawrence Welk's son, Larry, introduced them. He was a high school classmate of theirs. And their father, Lawrence Welk, was sick in bed, and he brought them in to sing for his sick father, and he booked them on the next show, which was the Christmas show in 1955. After 1968, they kind of took off on their own careers and sang, you know, all over the nation, actually. But they were known for their natural talents, their hard-working professionalism, their striking good looks, and their unassuming personalities, as well as their strong family values. In 1987, they were awarded a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and in 2001, they were inducted into the Vocal Group Hall of Fame. So we hope that you enjoy our song by the Lennon Sisters.
The Backfence gang of women there with a look back at the Lennon Sisters. You know, Rick, it wasn't just music that was on the Lawrence Welk Show. It was truly a variety show. I mean, there were a lot of different things going on that show.
It was amazing how many new artists were introduced during this performance time. I mean, live performance, then, you know, you're backstage, you walk out, and you got 2 minutes to glory, or it's back to the green room and start serving M&Ms.
Right, back to Nebraska or
there
whatever.
You go.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
But, you know, it wasn't just music. It was comedy. And it was, I believe it was the Smothers Brothers, perhaps.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am Dickie Smothers, and this here is my brother Tommy Smothers, and we are the Smothers Brothers.
We're brothers? What a coincidence!
You know we're brothers. Now, those of you who are familiar with us know that my brother plays guitar sometimes well, but... And I usually play a stand-up bass. Well, at our last taping of our last show, it seems that we had a musical
it
guest...
It was live.
It was a live show. And we had The Who playing. And at the end of The Who's song, My Generation, my brother, he got whipped up into the moment and decided to go on stage with Mr. Pete Townsend and take my stand-up bass with him and smash it all
I didn't
over.
Know he was going to smash it!
You shouldn't have taken my bass. Well, anyways, we'd like to sing a song for you tonight. And it seems that last year, my brother and I were at this great Halloween party. And there we saw a beautiful young lady wearing a very unique Halloween costume. So we decided to write a song about her. Now, I really don't like the song very much, and I think we've been singing
it. My brother wrote this song all by himself. He deserves the credit for this song. My brother wrote this song.
Now, now wait a minute. I'm talking, and we both wrote this song.
No, no, my brother wrote all the lyrics. I just helped out a little with the words.
Well, anyways, I don't think it's a very funny song. But my brother Tommy gets tickled every time that he thinks about what the young lady wore to that Halloween party.
She came tattooed as a map of the world. I couldn't believe it. A map of the world!
Well, anyways, let's get on with it. Let's sing for them.
Is there music here?
Her eyes were Siam. Her nose was Hindustan. And on her knees was Greece. Her back was Brazil. Her chest was Bunker Hill. And hips were Constantinople.
Just then I saw my wife. And to avoid a future strife, I let the rest of the world go by.
You know, I don't know why we have to keep singing that stupid song.
Oh, yeah! Well, you think that everything I like is stupid. And Mom always liked you best.
Oh, here we go again. What do
my
you mean?
My mom always liked my brother best, and she never liked me.
Why do you keep saying that Mom always liked me best? Every time you get mad, you always say that Mom always liked me best.
Oh, yeah! Well... Mom always liked you best, and she never liked me. My mother gave my brother a dog. I never got to have a dog.
Oh, everybody has dogs.
I didn't have a dog. You got to have a dog. More than anything else, I wanted a dog of my own. I said to my mom, I said, Mom, I want a dog like my brother, Dickie Smothers. You remember me? I'm Tommy Smothers.
Now, before we go on, you know that you had a pet of your very own.
Crummy chicken. Oh, you can't
wanted it.
It's no fun playing with a chicken.
Now, you wanted it.
They don't bark good.
You wanted it because you wanted to sell
the
eggs.
It was a rooster. You never liked me, and you and your friends would go on hikes.
Well, of course we'd go on hikes. That's what boys and their dogs do. They go on hikes. You can't take a chicken on a hike.
Frank was a good hiker.
Now, Tommy, you really want to know the reason why? It's that it wasn't your place to go on hikes with us. You see, boys and dogs, they go on hikes. And, well, we liked you, and we liked the chicken. But... Everybody knows that boys and their dogs, they're buddies. They even sleep together. And do you know, you never really knew the real place for a boy and his chicken. Do you know that? Do you know that, Tommy?
Where?
In the chicken coop. Oh. You should have kept that crummy chicken in the chicken coop and away from my dog.
My chicken killed his dog.
Well, Okay, enough about the chicken and the dogs, okay? Let's just sing another song for our guests, shall we?
Oh, let's do the ding-dong song.
Ah, I think that from who I share the stage with tonight, that's a very appropriate song.
There's a Catholic church in my little hometown with two big bells in its tower. And they rang
dong, ding, ding.
There's a Protestant church in that same little town with a great big bell in its steeple. And they rang
dong, dong.
There's an old synagogue in that same little town with a small silver bell over the door. And they rang
ding, ding.
And every night the bells would ring. This is the way their song would sing.
And when the bells rang together, they sounded like this.
Dong, ding, ding, dong, dong, ding, ding.
The Smothers Brothers, as played by Randy and Tony. Yeah. The Smothers Brothers. Don't they make jam too, or jelly or something? Oh, that's Smuckers. I had it wrong. I thought it was Smothers.
Well, no, it's Smothers.
I'm so glad that your microphone wasn't on when you said that. Because we don't have a 7-second delay. We do have a 9-day delay.
The next song is Tennessee Waltz. It was written by Grand Ole Opry stars Pee-wee King and Red Stewart. Patti Page made it a hit in 1950. And the state of Tennessee made its official song in 1965.
I was waltzing with my darling to the Tennessee Waltz when an old friend I happened to see introduced him to my loved one.
Surprising that it took all the way till 1965 before Tennessee named that their state song. You would have thought it kind of made sense that they would have done it sooner. They've taken your microphone away from you, haven't they, Rick? That
great.
Oh, I was about to say that was a great idea.
Well, you know,
and
Tennessee,
now you've got it back.
Tennessee is a southern state.
Oh, it is.
Don't do anything fast down there.
True.
So 1965 was probably the best and quickest they could move.
They could get it done.
Let me put the microphone back in.
Well, I'm looking over the back fence, and I see my good friend George. How are you doing, George?
I'm doing just great. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. What do you have for us tonight?
Oh, I have a little poem by one of my favorite poets, Shel Silverstein. It's called Rock and Roll Band. If we were a rock and roll band, we'd travel all over the land. We'd play and we'd sing and wear spangly things. If we were a rock and roll band. If we were a rock and roll band and we were up there on the stand, the people would hear us and love us and cheer us. Hooray for the rock and roll band. If we were a rock and roll band, then we'd have a million fans. We'd Google and laugh and sign autographs if we were a rock and roll band. If we were a rock and roll band, the people would all kiss our hands. We'd be millionaires and have extra long hair if we were a rock and roll band. But we ain't no rock and roll band. We're just seven kids in the sand with homemade guitars and pails and jars and drums of potato chip cans. Just seven kids in the stand talking and waving our hands and dreaming and thinking, oh, wouldn't it be grand if we were a rock and roll band?
And that's George with a little bit of Shel Silverstein there for us. I like it when George stops by. Boy, there's some good music in the Lawrence Welk catalog, if you will. And this is yet another one. I see a small group of the Over the Back Fence gang working their way to the microphone. This is Old Devil Moon. Fence gang. Man, I love those harmonies. You know, you're a musical guy, Rick. Do harmonies, when people are singing harmonies, do they do the same thing to you that they do to me? It's kind of almost like goosebumps, and you can just actually feel it.
Oh, yeah. You've got what's called consonant and dissonant.
Okay.
And if it's dissonant harmony, it's moving.
Right. I just meant how it felt.
And when it's consonant, it's kind of like the amen in a Baptist church. It just sort of sits there. Yeah.
And so what was that then? Was that AC or DC?
Lawrence Welk is right at that end of that jazz era and the big band era where dissonance ruled. You had to move. I mean, even Lawrence Welk couldn't dance slow, and with some of his partners, he should have.
Yeah. I noticed he was never really a great dancer. He was pretty stiff.
Well, you know, that's what you get growing up on the South Dakota plains.
Right. That's true. I guess that's true. Well, now we have come to the point of the program that I always look forward to, and that's our special musical guest. And tonight, we are going to be gracing our stage tonight, and we're lucky to have her. Ladies and gentlemen, please join me in welcoming Naomi Karstead.
And I would not be anything without my wonderful accompanist, whom you all know, I'm sure, Heidi Dibbing.
Yay, Heidi!
What ho, what ho, the genius of this clime. What ho, what ho.
Of what's going on. I am singing from King Arthur by Henry Purcell, and I am playing Morgan Le Fay, who is a sorceress, and the whole world has been frozen, and she comes onto this frozen scene. The next two scenes that I'll be singing are also from King Arthur, and she sings about thawing the people, and then she tells them, I've warmed you, so aren't you so glad to have me around? That's, I'll explain a little bit more after I'm done singing.
No part of my dominion shall be waste to spread my sway and sing my praise. In here, I will a people raise of kind embrace and lovers and embraced. In here, I will a people raise of kind embrace and lovers.
That is Naomi Karstead. We're going to get a chance to visit with her a little bit. And first of all, I am amazed at the power and majesty of your voice. That's very impressive.
Thank you so much. That's very kind.
I know, I say it to all the people. Now, so this is an operetta. What makes it an operetta and not an opera?
Well, it's because there's speaking along with it. If it were opera, it would be all sung.
Oh, very good. So you're kind of educating us. I mean, consider it as if I know nothing about opera, because I know nothing about opera. So there's some speaking along the way. So the basic, tell me the gist of the story, if you could. Give me the thumbnail.
The thumbnail is King Arthur has decided that he wants to build a jousting stadium, and the people, the Saxons, are the oppressed people, and they don't want to have a jousting stadium built with public money. And
very interesting there.
So there's a small degree of satire that's a part of this show as well.
Small degree, huh? Just a tiny little bit? Or did they have the same problems then that we're having now? They just sang about them back then.
That's correct.
So now, I'm going to go out on a limb here and suggest that you're out on tour with this show. I mean, it's not just hanging out in one theater. You're taking it all over the state of Minnesota, aren't you?
We are, actually. This is part of what's called Mixed Precipitations Picnic Operetta. And we are performing King Arthur, Baroque Goes Punked, in community gardens in the Twin Cities. We were in North Branch last weekend. We'll be in Northfield at the Carlton Arboretum next weekend. That'd
be a very nice place to perform.
It's been really interesting being in community gardens. When you are in a theater like this, you know what you're going to get. You know what it's going to be like. There's lighting. In community gardens, you have things like angry geese and angry bees.
Sure, and string beans and cucumbers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it makes it really fun, because one of the man who plays Sir Gawain, when he gets frozen, he stuffs flowers up his nose so that when I melt him, he can sniff them out of his nose. It's a great. You can't see it on the radio. It's too bad, but it's a great sight gag.
I'm sure it is. I'm really interested in seeing this show actually now, because I'm a little bit confused on what's going to happen. So I think I would like to come see the show. Any other places that you're playing besides just Northfield?
Tomorrow we'll be in Robbinsdale, and Sunday we'll be at Swede Hollow Park, which is also a very wonderful venue.
I believe the Norwegians built that.
There's no difference between Swedes and Norwegians. Yeah, that's right.
Oh, be careful, Naomi. You were doing so well. And then you compared Norwegians to Swedes and said there was no difference. We don't care for that. I'm just saying if they weren't Norwegian and they weren't so stoic about it, they would have already ran out and keyed your car. But they're thinking about it.
Fred, that's what happened to our car.
Exactly. That's the only. It's that Norwegian on Swede crime that we have a real problem with here in Lanesboro. But there's going to be a task force put together, and it should be all right after that. Now, what brought you to this group? I mean, what brought you to this group?
This group actually, this is their sixth season, and they want to bring opera to people who have never been to an opera. And so what better way than to go out into a community garden and just do what we do. We have a backup band of two violins, an accordion, and a cello.
Nope, that's not a band. That's backup instruments, or that's accompaniment. But a band needs a drum set.
Oh, we have a drum set too.
Oh, well then it is a band.
Because this musical is also mixed in with some punk rock. And so if you'd like to...
Just when I think it can't get any stranger, you take another corner. And I think I heard you say something about edible earlier, too. So I'm a little... Oh, wait a minute. It's all coming together now. The edible part is the community garden. The drum set's for the punk band. King Arthur is mad at the Swedes. No, wait. I can't remember what that part is. But I think it's coming together for me now. How have the crowds responded?
Extremely positively. It's... People who have never seen anything like this are really taken with what we do, and it's family friendly, so kids are very welcome, and you know, they can run around in the garden, and as long as they don't, you know, step on anybody's bees, I think they'd be okay.
You gotta feel good though to bring your art to an entire group of people that have never experienced it before, and even if you pull one of them in and bring them in as a fan, you've accomplished something, haven't you?
That's true, and that's one of the things I really admire about our leader, Scotty Reynolds, who is just so enthusiastic about bringing food and people and sustainable agriculture and bringing them all in one place and starting a dialogue. I mean, he's all about wanting to just, you know, get the conversation started.
I can relate to that. I absolutely can relate. Is there any chance you maybe have a couple more tunes or maybe even at least one more tune you can do for us?
I have one more tune. Since this was the Lawrence Welk show, I have one Lawrence Welk show thing to tell about from my family history. My aunt and uncle owned a feed store in California, and one of the people they lived near Palos Verdes Estates, which is where Myron Florin lived, and he had horses, and they delivered hay for his horses.
So a little bit of a brush with greatness. Very good. Very good. I once saw Myron Florin. Yeah, well, he was just walking by after a show, but it was kind of cool.
That is cool.
He actually was carrying his accordion, and I thought, Myron Florin? And that is an accordion he's carrying. I mean, it's kind of odd to be carrying your own accordion when you're Myron Florin.
You mean you think he should have, like, a little minion to carry it for him?
I was thinking that if I was Myron Florin, and somebody else would have been carrying my accordion, I'm quite certain. And they've been carrying everything else, too, for that matter. Now, tell us a little bit about the song you're going to perform now.
So, one of the things that was great about Lawrence Welk was they played so many different kinds of music, and the song I'm going to be singing is from Viennese operetta, and Lawrence Welk would have been nothing without waltzes. And the waltzes would have not been anything without the Hungarian kind of influence as part of the musical experience for Vienna. And so this song is a csárdás, and it's a Viennese idea of what, you know, is rustic and Hungarian, not unlike, you know, Swedes and Norwegians thinking that each other's folk music is really dumb.
And their meatballs.
And their meatballs, yeah. Can't. So this is going to be a little paprikash in the end of the show. This is called, this is from Gypsy Love by Franz Lehár.
Right. Naomi Karstedt, everyone.
So we start out with a fiddle.
Troubles in the dance. Give me the one never.
Naomi Karstad, ladies and gentlemen, along with Heidi Dibbing on piano. Nice to have her to my right again. Naomi Karstad, thank you so much for coming. That was fantastic. Well, you know, without some of our sponsors, including but not limited to Bluff Country Computer Works, Cedar Valley Resort, Sally's Hair to Die For, Lanesboro Public Library, Gilby's Pizza and Sandwich Shop, and F&M Community Bank. And we're going to get a chance to talk to one of our fine sponsors right now from Coffee Street Fitness. Please join me in maybe she split. I don't know. She's out doing a workout. From Coffee Street Fitness, please join me in welcoming Melinda Koster-Kelly. Why am I not surprised that someone that owns a fitness place was probably over there working out while we were waiting for you, huh?
Yes, absolutely.
Welcome to the show. First of all, we'd like to thank you on behalf of the entire Over the Back Fence gang for supporting Over the Back Fence. Now tell me, what goes on over there at Coffee Street Fitness? I bet you it's on Coffee Street. That's going to be my first guess.
Coffee Street, yes. It's right next door, actually.
And what goes on over there?
All kinds of good stuff. We do workouts all day long. We have fitness equipment, anything you need to get in really good shape.
Okay, so if I wanted to bulk up, maybe I'm looking to tone up. Do you have that sort of equipment?
Absolutely. We have weight training machines, cardio machines. We have personal trainers to help you with a perfect regimen. And, yeah, we can definitely help you with anything you need.
Now, if I was to get a personal trainer, they're not the kind that's just going to yell at me and scream in my ear and all that sort of thing, right?
Is that what you need?
No, that's not what I need. I don't want that. I want somebody to talk to me and say, those abs, they're coming around.
Oh, yeah, we can do that too, but yes.
So you have personalized service, though, that fits the person, the individual, based upon what their needs are.
Absolutely. We tailor a program specific to what your needs are.
What if I felt like getting my exercise in a very musical way? Could you help me with that?
Sure. Are you going to provide some tunes and...
Well, I was thinking that maybe you've got a dance studio or something nearby Coffee Street Fitness. I don't know, maybe connected same door.
Oh, we do. We have a dance studio over there, and yeah, you can go over there and jiggy all you want. Absolutely. Would you like to demonstrate some of that now?
No, I would not. It's radio. They're not going to be able to see it. It's just not going to really work out that well. I'm sorry about that. And plus, I don't really get jiggy with it. That's kind of an old one. Now talk to me a little bit about some of the other events that are going on, or is there any kind of special things that we should be aware of?
We do have dance classes. Now going back into fall, we have more dance classes. We have strength training classes. We have yoga that goes on all year round. So, yeah, there's always stuff going on over there. You should come over there.
I have seen it. It's right over there on Coffee Street Fitness. Let me ask you this. I've always wanted to ask someone that owned a fitness store. How often do the machines get cleaned?
They get cleaned. Well, everybody is supposed to clean up after themselves.
But you know that never happens, because if there's a man in there, you know he's not touching anything.
I know, but we do have professional cleaners that come in once a week and take care of the place. So it is a very nice and clean place, and we have everything that everybody needs over there. So,
well, fantastic. Mm-hmm. We really appreciate your continued support of Over the Back Fence. Without people like you, we couldn't make it happen. That's Melinda Koster-Kelly from Coffee Street Fitness. Some of our other fine sponsors. Without them, we wouldn't be able to put this show on, so we really encourage all of you in the audience and listening at home to head on over there and say thank you to them, including Coffee Street Fitness Center and Dance Studio, Pedal Pushers Cafe, Niagara Cave, Lanesboro Arts Center, Riverside on the Root Restaurant and Outfitters, and Merchants Bank. And the dance lady is moving chords around. That's a good sign. That is a good sign that something good is happening. You know, Lawrence Welk wasn't just about the waltzes, because he went wild once in a while and played a polka.
Yes, he did.
And you know what my favorite polka is of all time?
The Too Fat Polka?
That is a good one. I don't think you can really perform that one anymore, though, really. Can you?
Oh, you can, but we need a bigger stage.
We'll just go ahead and edit that one out later in post. I was I was going to say the beer barrel polka.
The beer barrel is always a good one.
Right. They were going to call it the keg polka, but it just didn't have the same ring.
It didn't have the same ring at all.
I wonder if the Over the Back Fence gang could figure out a rendition of that.
I imagine they could.
All right. The Over the Back Fence gang. Gang, along with the dancers, performing Beer Barrel Polka. That is a great tune. Great, great tune. Well, some of our fine sponsors also include, but are not limited to, Thomas M. Manning, attorney at law, Great River Shakespeare Festival, Drury's Furniture, Green Gables Inn, Lanesboro BP and S&A Petroleum, Preston Foods, and visit Bluff Country Magazine. Well, this is our chance to visit with one of our sponsors who isn't here. Which means I get to talk about his place. You know, there's very few businesses in town, Rick, that have been with us from the very beginning, all 20 years. And Thomas M. Manning, attorney at law, was one of the very first. He was willing to jump out there when nobody else was and support us with his checkbook, and we really appreciated that. For those of you that don't know, Tom is an attorney, which is otherwise known as a lawyer. And he does all kinds of different law, basically everything, every kind of law imaginable he does. So if you've got any kind of trouble, if your neighbor's tree is hanging over into your yard, you call him up and he won't cut it down, but I mean, he'll figure out something to do about it. If you need some family law cases, he can help you with that. Criminal defense, he can help you with that. And of course, some of the more nice things about practicing law, like he can help you purchase or sell real estate, stuff like that, maybe adopt a child. He's literally a kind of an old general practitioner, practicing all different varieties of law. Really a dynamite guy, both he and his wife, Sandy, dynamite people. They also own Marquis Suites, which is located right above his office here on Main
Great
Street.
Great neighbors of us, yeah.
Yep, right next to us, actually. We share a wall. Also, I should point out, I'd like to thank Tom for letting me park in his no parking area every time I'm here. I appreciate that, Tom. So thank you so much for not putting a ticket on my window or anything like that. I appreciate it. And Marquis Suites is two rooms that are available for rent by the evening. One of them sleeps, I think, 8 people, and the other one sleeps 4. So it's really kind of a big place up there, and it's really very, very nice and brand new. So again, we really thank Thomas M. Manion for supporting us here on Over the Back Fence. Without people like that, we wouldn't be able to, these people, like us, wouldn't be able to get up here and do this crazy nonsense if not for people like Tom helping us out. So we appreciate that. You know, Lawrence Welk was on the air for quite a while, and so you develop a lot of great memories from along the way from Lawrence Welk programs. And I see Don, you are dressed up for the occasion, my man. You look fantastic. I see Don Bell over the fence, everybody.
Hi, everybody. The reason I'm here tonight is that someone asked me to recollect the effect Lawrence Welk had on my early life. It's kind of like asking what oatmeal or vanilla pudding did to shape your worldview. Growing up in Milwaukee, I had a hard time avoiding Lawrence Welk. Milwaukee and Chicago were his stomping grounds. As a kid, I didn't have much to say what we watched on Saturday night, so I was exposed to the champagne music to the point of knowing most of it by heart. You know how a song gets stuck in your head and it won't go away? Yat, yat, da 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 da. I hope you guys remember that for the rest of the night. When I was a kid, radio stations played all kinds of music. People may not remember this. Now you have pop, country and western, rap, oldies, 80s, you name it. There's a separate station for everything. So now you just get a genre stuck in your head and not a song. In 1961, radio stations played all kinds of music, and Lawrence Welk had a number one pop hit. It was an instrumental called Calcutta. La 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 la. Sing along if you want. It pushed the Shirelles' hit "Will You Love Me? Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow?" out of first place and stayed there for 2 weeks. It kept Smokey Robinson and the Miracles' record "Shop Around" down at second place, so it never made the number one spot. Way to go, Lawrence. That would never happen today. Now there's an entire universe dedicated to Lawrence Welk. It's called PBS. No more fighting with girl groups or upstart R&B artists from Motown. The Geritol gang is waiting for Mr. Welk, the ghost in the machine, to serve it up. The music of Lawrence Welk did help define music. Mr. Welk's music was square. It was not hip. It was as square as plain geometry. In an interview, Lawrence Welk was asked why he played such unadorned music. His reply was that he played music people understood. I've made a living playing major chords. Now that's some kind of legacy. And he not only made a living, he founded a fortune in real estate and entertainment. His musicians were paid top scale and stayed with him for decades. His collection of singers, dancers, and musicians was impressive. And so square. The funny thing is, he recorded an album in 1966 with Johnny Hodges, a well-known African-American saxophonist. It featured a number of jazz standards and was a well-respected recording. So go figure. Larry wasn't entirely square. Mr. Welk started life in North Dakota on a farm. He talked his dad into buying him an accordion for the sum of some $400, which was a small fortune in those days. In exchange, he promised his father he would work on the farm until he was 21 years old. Now, just for starters, you have to ask yourself, would you work on a farm for nothing for years so you could own an accordion? Where's Rocky? He started out playing with other bands and finally formed his own, doggedly working his way around the Midwest, playing for whatever he could get. In the late 20s, his orchestra was the house band on WNAX in Yankton, South Dakota, and they worked for free. During the 30s, they traveled all over the Midwest. In 1951, he moved to Los Angeles, and his career started to take off. He loved television, and it loved him. He had a nationally syndicated show sponsored by Miller High Life, the champagne of bottled beer, more champagne. And Lawrence Welk was a teetotaler. And the real question is, what is my recollection of the Lawrence Welk show? What I do remember is my mom and stepdad waltzing around the living room occasionally. That was embarrassing. I remember Bobby and Sissy waltzing around the studio. That was embarrassing. You know that guy Bobby was a Mouseketeer? That's embarrassing. And everyone on that show smiled all the time. Their dentists must have been millionaires. And that Myron Florin, he played the most incredible stuff on the accordion and his hands barely seemed to move. He smiled a lot, too. Maybe they really were having fun. I don't know. I only liked it when Peggy Castle played some ragtime piece on her upright piano. She could rock. So you had to sit through an hour of square music before you could move on to something really worthwhile. Hee-haw. But that's a different story.
Don Bell with some recollections from the Lawrence Welk show. I know how they were able to smile all the time.
How was that?
Vaseline on the teeth.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's an old show.
That's an old trick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you betcha.
It works.
I've got Vaseline on my teeth right now.
Too much information.
You know, nothing says variety show like a medley.
A medley.
Let's do one.
How about we do a whole group of songs?
I love that. Yeah, let's do that instead.
Okay.
I'm a little bit country.
I'm a little bit rock and roll.
I'm a little bit Memphis and Nashville.
With a little bit of Motown in my soul.
I don't know if it's right or wrong,
but I know I love it so.
I'm a little bit country.
I'm a little bit rock and roll.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
See the USA in your Chevrolet. America is asking you to call. Drive your Chevrolet through the USA. America's the grandest land of all.
Did you leave me here all alone? I searched the world over and I thought I found true love. You met another and you were gone.
Sandy, Barb, and Randy, all performing some of the renowned characters on the Lawrence Welk Show. For those of you that aren't in the studio audience, why aren't you? Because you just missed all of those people in full costume. They all looked exactly like the original people.
It's just amazing how
I didn't remember that Sonny was taller than Cher, but hey.
Well, yeah.
Whatever, you know. He looked a lot like the Smothers Brother guy, too, by the way.
Well, I just wish they'd have had Chastity with them to hold in their arms.
Right. Gonna let it sit. Got to give the editor time to fix that.
Okay.
Later. I'm going to stand up. I've been sitting long enough. Anybody mind if I stand up?
No.
Good. It's quiz time. Yeah, who wants to play with me? As soon as I started it, it didn't sound like it was going to work out. Who would like to play the game? Who would like to play the game? Anybody? Raise your hand. Don't be scared. Raise the person next to you's hand. All right, now we're at that point in the evening now where if nobody raises their hand, those of you that are looking down at your shoes right now could be called on by me. All right, I guess I'll have to play with my... Just let that one go. Well, nobody wants to play with me, Rick.
Oh, that's too bad. It's kind of a life... experience for you, though, isn't it? I will.
I don't want to play with you anymore.
Oh, gosh.
Besides that, my retinas are all fried from your shirt. Last chance. Oh, wait a minute. What happens if I have a brand new over-the-back fence t-shirt to give to the winner? Anybody interested? Anybody interested? Let me see. I have a hard time seeing.
This lady right
sir,
down front here. There we go.
Are you just cheering me on or are you volunteering? What are you doing, sir? Then come on up on stage. Yeah. Gordy, you know better than to do anything with your hands when I'm calling for people to come up on stage, don't you? Come on up, sir. It's only... Yeah, we got to be done by tomorrow. Remember, I got to be down at the bass pond by 2 tomorrow. Anybody else? Come on now, he needs a competitor. Anybody else? This is a nice shirt. It's a poly cotton blend. It doesn't wrinkle too badly. The patch stays up after a few washings. I just need one more participant. Anybody know anything about variety shows? I like it when the women are making each other, pointing at each other. All right.
Well, here we go. Good.
If you're pointing at each other, you both should come up. I don't recall summoning this guy. Where did you come from? Great. You just came right out of the back door and just, hey, I hear they're looking for people.
Yeah.
I've got room for one more. There we go. There she comes. Very good. Come on up here. Don't be shy. I don't bite. I nibble. I'll give you an opportunity. Just stay right there, sir. I'll take it under control from here, okay? This is the prize we are playing for. Together now? Ooh. Oh, this guy's a rebel. I say together now, ooh, and he goes, ah. What is your name there, rebel sir?
Hi, my name is Fred.
Is that actually your name, or are you making it up?
Yes, and I'm part Swedish, so.
I know it.
Control the jokes, please.
It could be a fight. Yeah, it could be. Fred, where are you from?
St. Paul.
St. Paul. Welcome to Lane's Room. We're glad you're here. Let's hear it for Fred. Okay, so that's Fred. Looks like Paul Bunyan. Fred. Here, standing next to me, this gentleman I didn't even make any eye contact with. He just started coming right up to the stage. Who are you, sir?
Greg.
Greg. Is that your real name, or is your name actually Fred?
Not Fred. Greg.
Where are you from, Greg?
Waconia.
Waconia. Let's hear it for Greg from Waconia, Minnesota. We've got contestants from all around the world tonight. Well, when you live in Lanesboro, anywhere else is around the world. Oh, we need to check on your nationality, sir?
Greek.
Greek! Oompa! I'm going to have a gyro later.
Oh.
Little inside joke there. Hi. Oh, it was so cute how you were pointing at the other lady, and she was pointing at you. I thought you both should come up here, but who are you?
I'm Denise.
Denise, is that your real name?
My real name.
Very good. My real name is Denise also, but I just go by Gaiman. And where are you from, Denise?
I live out in the suburbs.
Of a suburbs of Lanesboro? That means you live in Wayland.
No.
So you live just out of town in the country?
At the edge of town.
Very good. Let's just say that you are from Billings, Montana. Is that all right?
Sure.
Okay, no, you're not from there. You're from right out of town. All right, so folks, we're going to be competing in a very hardcore, thank you, hardcore, very competitive event here tonight. It is our variety show quiz. I've got the questions here. Let's have a nice round of applause for my staff writers, Pete and Stephanie. Now, Pete is a multi-talented individual. I don't know if you saw him earlier in the program. He was out here performing, and now he's offering up an opportunity for the folks to have noisemakers to indicate when they know the answer. Pete, there's one. Please hand that to one of the contestants. Does anybody know what it's called? It's called a thing. That's a bell. Very good. All right, so now when I call your name, please sample your sound so we can get an idea and the folks at home can get an idea of who is answering. Fred, please make your noise. Very good, very forceful, very much doing whatever you feel like. All right, and Greg, let's hear yours. Very good. And Denise from Billings. Yours is cute. Yours is cute. Question now. All we need to do, this is a race. This is simply a race. The first person to get two correct answers. I do reserve the right to change the rules at any time. So we know. All right, here comes the first question. And it is the following. This popular variety show was responsible for bringing Elvis Presley and the Beatles to prominence in the United... Judges? Fred. Fred?
Yes. Ed Sullivan Show.
The Ed Sullivan Show is correct. We got a really big show. That was my Ed Sullivan.
So we do.
No, that was my Lawrence Welk, actually.
Oh, my.
All right, so let's. Do I have a scorekeeper this evening? Oh, well, here's Bonnie. Bonnie, let's recap the score. Who's leading?
He is with one.
Very good. Very good. Thank you, Bonnie. Thank you, Bonnie, for keeping us up to date on that. What we may have, if you've been paying attention earlier in the program, you may have heard this answer. What state does Lawrence Welk hail from? Oh, judges.
Greg.
Very good, Greg.
North Dakota.
North Dakota is correct. I've often thought they should just combine the two and call them Dakota. There's only seven people there anyway. More people live in Wayland than live in both Dakotas combined. All right. Let's have an update on the score. I see Fred has one, and Greg has one, and Denise, we're still we're rooting for you. All right. Question number three. Now remember, if either one of these guys get the answer correct, they're going to win. So take that into account as I stand here near you, where you may be able to look over my shoulder and see the answer to the question. Lily Tomlin and Goldie Hawn got their start on which... Denise! Laugh-In is correct! It's a radio show, Fred. Don't worry about it. Denise, that was quick. Not only did you toot your own horn, you moved his noisemaker too. Very good. I'm editing the questions. I hope the staff writers don't mind. Here we go. Oh, this is for all the marbles, isn't it? This is for... You guys are on the edges of your seats, I can see. I'm pretty excited about this. I might just kind of wet myself a little bit here because I'm very excited.
Leave a pause for the edit.
Wait a minute, that's staying in. You know he's going to leave that one in. Anytime I can talk about myself like that, here's our final question. What is the name of expert accordionist on the Lawrence Welk Show? Darn it, I can't cheat this time. Fred!
I love it.
Elvis Presley.
Elvis Presley!
Oh.
Elvis! No. I'm sorry, we're going to go.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry?
It's Florian Chmielewski.
All right, close enough. It's Myron Florin. Let's hear it for Fred! Fred's our big winner tonight. He wins an Over the Back Fence t-shirt. Just in case you were wondering, these are available for purchase in the lobby. They make a nice Christmas gift. They make a nice Hanukkah gift. They make a nice September 14th gift. Anniversary present, not such a good idea. Tried that. Oh, wait a minute. I'm supposed to give this to Fred. Let's have a nice round of applause for all of our participating contestants. Denise, Greg, and Fred. Fantastic. Don't tell anybody but the Swede one.
That's all right. They need to.
Well, I hope you guys don't mind. I hope you guys don't mind, but we ran a little overtime today because we were out of control. But that only means that right now we get a chance to sing our sing-along tune, which we love to do at the end of every show. And tonight, well, I mean, I think you could almost guess it, right? So please join me in... Oh, and we've got Accordion Nation coming back to the stage. Again, for those of you at home, you really should come down to the St. Man Theater. We're here the second Friday of most months. And right now, we've got 72 people on the stage, all dressed in appropriate costumes, with the exception of Rick, who thinks he's in the... at the disco era, kind of the Village People thing. No, not really Village People. More like a Studio 54 kind of thing.
There we go.
Yeah.
That works.
Right on. Dancing to the Bee Gees.
Okay.
What you doing with that?
I'm going to provide set control background for this one.
Yes. What exactly are you going to do there? Do I need to be concerned at all? I'm a little bit concerned.
No.
Let's hear it now for the Over the Back Fence Gang and Accordion Nation. A great big thank you goes out to our special musical guest, Naomi Karstad, everybody. Of course, another thank you goes out to Melinda Kosker-Kelly from Coffee Street Fitness. And of course, a great big thank you goes out to our pre-show music, the Accordion Nation. Let's not forget our guest, special musical guest director, Rick Nance, everybody. And of course, the entire Over the Back Fence gang. I'm Damon Prestavin. Good night.
Thank you. Welcome, everyone. Welcome, friends, to our evening of Lawrence Welk and Friends. We are happy to do the pre-show for you tonight. I am Rocky Welk, as my great-granduncle Lawrence would say, it's a wonderful to have you in the audience tonight. Now, I can't do this by myself, but as you know, you think of Lawrence Welk, what do you think of?
Accordion.
Here's a hint.
Accordion.
The accordion, that's right. And now I'd like to bring up to the stage the members of the Accordion Nation. Here they are now. We have Barb Welk, Lynn Welk, and Little Billy Welk. Accordion Nation. Our first number that we'd like to do for you tonight is What a Wonderful World by George Weiss and Bob Thiel. Wonderful World was first recorded by Louis Armstrong in 1967 as an antidote to the racially and politically charged climate of the time and was inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame in 1999. It was initially offered to Tony Bennett, who turned it down. It became the number one selling single in the UK in 1968. What a Wonderful World.
Thank you.
thank you kindly. Our next number is Heartaches by Al Hoffman. Heartaches was written and recorded in 1933 by the Ted Weems Orchestra, but not made famous until 1947, long after the members of the band had enlisted in World War II and the band had broken up. Other versions were recorded by Harry James, the Marcells, and a parody, Headaches, by Alan Sherman. This is Heartaches by Al Hoffman. We pick up the pace a bit with a polka. The accordion always needs to play the polka. This next song is a Praha polka, and it's an old Czech polka. But being from North Dakota, you know, I don't know a Czech polka from a striped polka. The Praha polka. Kindly. Next is You Always Hurt the One You Love by Alan Roberts and Doris Fisher. You Always Hurt the One You Love was recorded by the Mills Brothers in 1944 and became a number one hit. Later, it was also recorded by Connie Francis, Fats Domino, George Maharis, Frankie Lane, Richard Chamberlain, Peggy Lee, Ringo Starr, and lately by Ryan Gosling in the 2010 film Blue Valentine. Even more recently, I hear a rumor that it was the number one song for the Ray Rice defense team. This is You Always Hurt the One You Love. Ooh, ooh. so much. Our last number will be A Summertime in Venice by Accini. Summertime in Venice is from the 1955 film Summertime, starring Katharine Hepburn and sung by the Italian leading man Rossano Brazzi, made famous for his leading role in The Three Coins in the Fountain. Summertime in Venice.
Thanks again to the Over the Back Fence gang for their presentation of Lawrence Welk. We would also like to thank 103.1 KFIL Radio in Preston, Minnesota for tonight's recording. A final thank you goes out to the Lanesboro Arts Center and to all the sponsors that help make Over the Back Fence possible. More information on Over the Back Fence can be found at overthebackfencelanesboro.blogspot.com and on Facebook. Tune in next month when the show's theme will be sci-fi. I'm Terry Tenseth, and you've been listening to The Live Feed.
Thanks for listening to The Live Feed. The Live Feed is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.